You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast comes from the patrons at patreon.com/FMLFPL.
Welcome to FMLFPL Milan.
You got a smile going.
I know, and I'm sick. I may arguably shouldn't have done another one today, but
arguably
for my health.
Versus your health.
Yeah, exactly. The doctors would have said skip a big okay this week.
Oh my god! So you're just a fucking straight up mess every
straight
week.
Up mess.
Something else with you, but gabagool's got a gabagool. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm 37 now, and I guess you just get sick. That's how it is.
That's
37
it is,
in the winter, and you just start getting sick all the time. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. So you've been dark this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Where do you want to travel today together? What is going on here?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I guess we just go to our teams here and start there. I am dark. I'm feeling bad about the team. You'll see Cole's gift later, but it's basically Gabriel and Saliba dancing on my grave.
Oh my god.
They just fucking dong their lives away and fucking destroy me. I have neither, for those who aren't on video and don't see my team up right here. There's on 72, including my hit. Hidden Jota, hidden Darwin for Kevin Ollie, Captain Darwin, which was another tilting, dumb, bad decision. I mean, he gets a goal, but I just can't get out of my own way. That's what's tilting me more than anything. It's not like, oh, I made a call that I believed in and it didn't go well. That's fine. That's every day of life, whatever. But all week, it was just like, Haaland, obvious, best cap. Then we do the Patreon episode, Haaland, obvious, best cap. Then we do the live stream, obviously, Haaland, best cap. Everyone should cap him. And then I wake up at fucking 5:45 in the morning to check the leaks, and Kev isn't starting, and I'm like, oh, I guess I'm going to do this move, and then I Captain Darwin, I'm just like, what the fuck am I up to, dude? What the fuck?
Well, I didn't even know you were considering anything but captaining Haaland. Like, what happened there? You didn't talk to me about it anyway.
Yeah, it was leak hours, so there's no one to talk to. You're all alone. You're in bed. It's 5:45 a.m. You're checking the leaks. I don't know. I just saw no Kev. I was like, ah, man, Burnley game could be, you know, fucking crooked score. Like, maybe I'll just fuck it. And it's just a total rash decision. There's no defending it. And that's why it tilts me, because it's just, there's no defending it. It's just a fucking bad decision. Stupid decision. Costs me, you know, I barely got a red arrow. I got like a 5K red arrow, but it would have been a nice green. Would have been a nice green.
Yeah.
You know,
7 points is
it's a fucking ton, handful of considering everyone owns him, everyone captained him. Yeah, yeah. It's just stupid ass shit that's just getting my way. All the early part of the season, basically up until my wild card, me doing well was me doing the simple good stuff. Right, like I mentioned this on the Patreon episode, I think it was Bolter who was like, I need you guys to save me from myself. And my response was just like, that's all FPL is. Like, literally all FPL is like, get the good guys, captain the best guy, and don't do stupid shit. And I'm just doing stupid shit. So I just need to get it together.
Yeah, you have been doing a little more off the deep end stuff over the last four-ish game weeks compared to how you were playing it earlier.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Here we are. There's not much else to say there. It's just fucking tilting. FPL is fucking tilting. The leaks are the fucking worst thing in the actual world.
The leak was huge for me. I mean, what could you imagine if I didn't switch Cap from Kevin to Trent?
Oh my God.
Oh plus my 0 points.
Yeah, plus 0 points.
I would have been fucked. Absolutely fucked upside down. I can't believe sideways. You capped
Trent though over
Haaland. Trent! I mean, I didn't consider Haaland because I'm going to not captain Haaland for the rest of the year.
Big announcement.
Well, I've been doing this since for 6 or 7 game weeks where I have not captained the conventional captainer. And it's been fun. Yeah, I guess that I like sounds it.
Familiar. Yeah.
I've been captaining Darwin when Mo is here. Like, I've been doing secondary, if not tertiary, caps for a while. And yeah, I've been enjoying it. So I'm going to continue on in that mold.
And you're flying. You're flying.
Yeah, you know, I'm getting some points. And I think also with Haaland, though, is very low key. I mean, he was pretty close to just,
I know,
you know, a blank, a pedestrian game. Yep. I mean, it wasn't like this game was an absolute destructive fucking. It was a meandering, gradual.
A gradual, you know, fuck, a sensual fuck.
Yeah, like a few thrust kind of fuck.
Yeah.
And if he didn't hit the one at the death to pop 13, he was on, I think he was going to get like 7, you know,
something. Yeah, same as Darwin, same as every forward. Sure. Yeah.
It would have just nullified, you know. So, Trent was just unfortunate. You know, I mean, he had, you know, 20-ish minutes of that game where it was like, oh, yes, like Trent's doing all the things.
Yeah.
He could have had a double return in the first half and he looked just like, oh, you're back. This is great. And you know, he did get the assist, you know, and the concession was holding on
the bones for like 80 minutes game. Too.
Yeah, until the whole very game. Very end. Yeah, the third goal I think got him out, but I'd do it again.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
And you know, I mean, the Arsenal having Gabriel and Raya, when I mean having a goalkeeper when the goalkeeper gets more than 1 or 2 points, that's why I play FPL.
It's always a green.
It's my fucking favorite thing. Getting goalkeeper points is the best thing. Underrated.
Gabriel has just 3 goals in the last 6 game weeks.
The Liverpool one, I don't think many people got that in their team. But, and, you know, benching the -1 was nice. And I did start him for his 2 1-pointers, I think, 19 and 20. But, you know, I mean, it is obviously coming out very, very nicely.
Yeah, hauls are worth so much.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a fucking donger. I've had him for, I've had him since I wild, like, game 6 or something. Yeah,
you've had him forever. It's kind of like everyone just has who they have, I feel like. You know, if you got Gabriel early, you've just held him. If you got Saliba early, you've just held him. If you're me, you wildcarded them out and you're, you know, flying. But Jesus Christ. Arsenal set pieces are just like the cheat code this year. They just
Rice's delivery is fantastic and they do have, you know, just good movement.
Monsters.
Kai, when Kai plays, he's big. And it's just a lot of trees in there. Even like, it's funny with Rice because you'd think he's huge. Like you'd want him in there.
Beyond them. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd want him in there, but I guess they just have enough. Even when they play with like Tross and, you know, Saka, who I guess just does the top of the box. And I mean, it's not like they're overwhelming with so many players, but they have a few good ones. And
yeah.
Yeah, and Sokka. Sokka's, you know, I mean, you just, I never would ever consider even discussing removing Sokka. He just gets 15. He's
We've done
scores
it for every
game.
Week for 15 game weeks, and we both just have him and both
not
just
me. Couldn't be me. Yeah. Couldn't be me.
Jesus Christ, Sokka.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah, I'm just
easy
not
game.
Vibing with FPL lately. I need to get it together. I need to enjoy myself and do the good thing. Green arrows are better than, you know, doing stupid shit. I don't know.
I will tell you one thing. The two-pointer from Van Dijk compared to if I had Poro for two, it hit differently.
Yeah.
I will tell you that.
Feels
it was
good.
A good... Felt great.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing. Like, not having Poro was incredible.
Poro's fraud number one. I mean, he's going to be leaving a lot of teams. I think he already price dropped maybe last week. And
sounds right.
He's going to again, probably.
Yeah.
I think everyone's sick of this. He also blanks in 26.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got to go. I'm not doing league updates. I'm too fucked up. Let's skip it. So, double game week.
Yeah.
Let's just start with Trent. I don't know. Cherry, Kid, Yuval, do we keep Trent or move him to VVD or City Defender? D, is Gab just better than VVD? Phoenix, is Robbo an option? And Brian, do I divest in Trent to fund my expensive attackers, Son, Mo, Kev, Holland, Tony, etc.?
Yeah.
What are we doing with Trent? This is a big call this week, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a definite sell.
I think it's a sell.
It's a sell and potentially buy back whenever you wildcard, I think is the approach.
Yeah.
Because he's hurt. You know, he's
and
just
he got re-injured, and, which is usually really bad.
Yeah, he's hurt. You know, he's hurt. They blank. They have City soon. There's no good reasons to hold him whatsoever. So I think it's just a strong sell. And, you know, how far down you go depends on what you want to do with the money. You know, Son's back. I do want to talk about him eventually.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's one of those where you look around and figure out who you want to get. What do you think? To me, it feels like Robbo is a little bit premature. What do you feel like with Robbo?
I agree. I mean, I thought he was very bad in the first half. I mean, but Liverpool kind of all were bad in the first half.
He was running well, though, at least.
Yeah, second half, I was like, that's Robbo. Like, he's making all the overlap, underlap runs. He's creating... He created, actually, a lot of chances.
Yeah. He was getting in the box a lot.
Yeah, he... It's a good shout. I mean, I think it's like, you know, he hasn't started in 4 or 5 months. Like, him being rusty shouldn't be that surprising. He's fit now. You know, he played 90, got better as the game went on. I think he's a sneaky option.
So would you get him over Van Dijk? Because there are plenty of people in that position.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't.
They're the same price.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I feel like the security with Van Dijk is so much more important and valuable.
Every single year for last 8 years of FPL. Like, should I get the center back for the minutes or the attacking fullback who maybe is a little more questionable minutes? And I feel like usually the fullback comes out ahead.
Yeah, I don't know.
Assist, bones, like that's all you need. That's like it. You know, even if he starts one less game, if one game he gets an extra 5 points, it's like, yeah, he was the better pick.
Yeah, that's possible. You would then need to be dodging Virgil getting any dongers, but
yeah, of course.
I like Virg. I'm always
drastically swing it. Yeah,
yeah. I'm always a Virg fetishist. I think,
I've had them all. Yeah,
I've had them all.
Yeah,
can go in and out of other. I just feel like with them right now, with the
Cup final,
Gomez and Shimkes back, and they do have a little bit of a pile up. Robbo's getting older. You know, I mean, he's not.
Yeah.
Spring chicken anymore, and he is coming off a significantly long layoff, like the longest I think absence he's had since he got to Liverpool.
Yeah,
maybe
probably. I don't remember.
You know, where we're used to him just automatic playing every game, and I just feel like he's even. Yeah, I like Van Dijk more, but
yeah,
Robbo's a pick, I guess, for certainly.
I think short term, it's like you could definitely see Robbo missing a game, right? The double, there's not that much time in between, followed by the cup final, not much time after that. You'd assume he's starting the cup final for sure.
But after that, it's like, you know, until Europa starts again, it's just kind of normal game a week. And I'm like, he'll just start every game, I think, basically.
That sounds reasonable.
I like it.
Okay.
But divesting is also very real, you know?
Yeah.
You mentioned Son. Brian also mentioned Mo. I mean, we need to talk about Mo, too. I don't know fucking anything about him.
Yeah, well, no one does. I guess the other thing, too, just to go back to Liverpool defense for a minute is, are they worth 6-5? You know, I don't really think they are. You know, I think the double is the double with the blank, so it depends on your team if it's a real double, but I think it's maybe more of a historical comfy feeling to have a Liverpool defender, because we usually think of them as like, oh, they keep a shit ton of cleans. I mean, watching them play, they look good to concede a goal every game I watch them, generally. But
that was always the case, even when they were the best team in the league.
I don't know. I mean, they put up some 20 clean sheet seasons, and in those seasons, I felt like it was a lot more, the league was worse, like the games were so much more over, like one-sided. After 30 minutes, and they weren't, but you know, it's still a lot of money to spend on a defender who does, with Rabo and Vert, like VVD's just a center back, and Rabo, you can argue how attacking he is anymore, I guess, maybe, but just to spend that much on a Liverpool defender I think that's also a consideration. Well, that was Dean's question,
right? Is Gab just better than VVD anyway?
Yeah, like, he's definitely
probably
better.
Is, especially if you mentioned it, right? For most teams, I would venture to say, like, it's not a real double.
Yeah.
Right? Most teams need players for game week 26 and Liverpool blanket 26. So Arsenal don't. So you're getting the same number of fixtures and he's just better and cheaper. Yeah. I agree with that. Easy. Yeah. I think Liverpool defense is just, even in those years, I mean, the way I remember it is like Alisson makes huge one-on-one saves and Liverpool keep it clean. And everyone in Discord and Twitter and Slack back then is just like, oh my God, Liverpool fucking scam another clean. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever, you know, 20 cleans later, right?
There's probably some of that in there, but.
Yeah, I think so. But we'll see. I mean, I don't even know what the deal is with Alisson. He flew or whatever.
Well, he'll be back, I'm sure. But yeah, with Trent's certainly not going to be back.
Yeah. I mean, Mo, there's nothing to say, right? I mean, TCAP says it's time to go back to Mo. Some trolls said, are we buying Mo this week? I mean, Mo is such a little pervert. He's putting out his little thirst trap.
What is he doing?
His little like thirst traps on Instagram of him just like in the gym in his fucking skin tights, just like, hey manager, like look at my fucking abs and legs and hair. Like I'm so fit and sexy and you have to play me. Every game he's just every week he's just posting that kind of shit. He's like doing a training session, then he goes to the gym at 9 p.m. and just does more of a session. Just like, yeah, I mean, he's a machine, right? Like, it's very hard. I mean, Klopp even made a joke when they asked him on the Friday, I think it was, presser. They asked about Mo, and he was like, well, Mo thinks he'll be back on Monday. It's like, you can't get this guy off the pitch. Like, he's just one of those fucking machines. So it does make me think, like, okay, if he's that close, yeah, I mean, there's a pretty good chance he'll play, but like, oh my God, are we hitting in Mo? With no information.
No, it's ridiculous.
Could start zero of the two games. Like, it's crazy.
It's completely ludicrous.
Yeah, we would need some sort of.
Even if even if he said he's fit, I still wouldn't buy him because he's playing one game in the next two game weeks. He's not going to start both games with 2 days off. That would be absurd.
Yeah, you would,
or three days or whatever.
It's kind of fool's gold to do this because I feel like we try and do this all the time and managers don't think about how we think about it, but like home Luton seems like the rest game. Like at Brentford's fucking tough, right? Like they gave City a game, you know, until they pulled away, and they gave everyone a game. It's just always a tough game, and then it's home Luton with not that much time left, then a cup final. So it's like even if Mo's fit, you would have to lean towards, he'll probably start Brentford in cup final and maybe not Luton.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just, all in all, there are good enough picks across the game to wait until he's actually fit, I think.
Yeah, just wait and we'll get info. And then honestly, you probably still won't even want him. I feel like not enough people are talking about that, right? Like, let's say we wait and he plays one of the games in 25, and so we know he's fit for 27. Like, then they go at NFO, home city, followed by a very likely blank in 29. Like, we're not bringing in that player.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
So, you know, like, most likely, sort of maybe similar to what you said about Trent, is like we might just be wild carding back in Mo and Trent and not getting them until then. Possibly. Yeah,
that's possible.
Possibly. Yeah.
That's possible for sure. For sure. Yeah. Okay.
That's it about Liverpool.
Sure.
What else should we talk about? I'm such a, my head is so cloudy right now.
Yeah. I want to talk about Son's return because I think that's interesting one.
Talk to me.
You know, it's aggravating, obviously, the blank. So we look as like, oh, you can't buy anyone because they blank, like blah, 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 fine.
The rules.
Yeah, the rules of the engagement. But, you know, he came on, immediately gets a little ding-a-dong, ding over here, ding over there.
Yep.
He's back on pens. You know, I mean, he's 9-6, pretty up there in price, but... You know, when I look across the landscape of the midfielders, even though he's going to be doing some wing stuff, I'm interested to see if he'll have a better understanding with Rich now that Rich is playing a little bit better than he was before.
Yeah,
a lot better. Also interested to see if Rich will just start getting subbed again and Son's going to start playing some striker minutes at the end of the game, right, which we love to see earlier. But I mean, Spurs continue to just relentlessly attack nonstop.
They haven't not scored in a game this year.
Is that real? That's true.
Actual real.
Yeah, which, you know, I mean, isn't surprising. I mean, it's surprising, but it's not surprising.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Pedro from the Arsenal Opinion podcast, and I am hyped about the title running. Can Arsenal pit Pep and Klopp? Will our young squad be described as mentality monsters? Is Mikel Arteta truly a generational saucy manager? Come and join us on the Arsenal Opinion podcast to follow the boys on this historic 2024 Premier League title running and hear analysis of the games, the hottest transfer rumours, the Arsenal culture, and the business of football 3 times a week exclusively on the Sports Social Podcast Network. Search the Arsenal Opinion now and come and join the fun.
They have a tough, like, few fixtures starting in game week 34. But this window, like,
That's really fucking far away.
It's far away. But, like, and this window after the blank, I just see this team of, like, I want Son, Rich, and Matto. Like, I feel like this is, other than City, the team, and, like, that's just, you know, 3 goals a game. And Liverpool, I suppose, is in that. But Liverpool, I feel like, have less picks, if that makes sense, attacking picks. Mm. Whereas with Spurs, it's like those three feel very, all very good and all very, like, 10-point-per-game type. Yeah. Or can all score 10 points in any given game together. Like, yeah, we have sort of with, like, Kevin, Foden, and Haaland, maybe less, a little bit less with Foden. But I just feel like the Spurs mids should be really skyrocketing up on the list. And
I agree.
They're not in a lot of teams, and I feel like that's somewhere you can gain on the field by jumping in as quickly as possible when everyone else is sort of holding on to their old guys kind of thing.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's in a wild card in, like, 27, 28.
Yeah, to set up for 29 or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
29, I mean, I try and do my best for the sake of the pod to, like, listen to what people say, but all I know is that it's supposed to be the huge blank. None of the blanks are confirmed yet, and Spurs are not going to have a blank because they and their opponent have both been knocked out of the cup.
And so the advantage is to try and hold free hit?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if a couple upsets go your way, then, like, you might just be able to get out, like, 8 or 9 in 29, hold your shit, and just be good to go. But, like, I completely agree with you. I think that makes Spurs picks even better, right, is that, like, they all play in 29. And they all start every game, those three. You know, there's no doubt about that. They're not in any other comps. I think they've been knocked out of everything.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, great. Great picks.
Spurs.
Fucking... like, and just kind of annoying, the whole like love fest and people in our Discord, I find. But they're so fucking entertaining. It's so much better than having any of their last like four managers. Oh my God. Yeah. They actually do stuff and attack, and there's drama in every game. Most points lost and won, or something like that. Like, from most points won from losing position and most points lost from winning position.
Yeah.
Like, they're just fucking crazy team.
Yeah. They're a delight to have. And it's nice when you can look at the fixture list and always kind of, you know, lean back on that one. It's like, oh, well, I could just watch Spurs and I'll have fun, you know, which is just excellent. Exactly.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. They don't have a bad fixture for a long time, including this week, home Wolves. I mean, you know, neither of us have Rich or obviously Son or Matto. Like, people who have them this week, like, they should be expecting a haul. That's a good fucking game.
Yeah. Really good. It's a really good game. Oh. Yeah.
What else should we talk about?
Well, I mean, the Arsenal destruction that took place, the Moyes, you know, like
the student tarred, fucking, like tarred and fucking the master. Or something. Oh, did we lose Walsh? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. I blinked out. It looks like I just get do this once a pod.
Okay, new feature, not a bug.
Yeah, not a bug.
Yeah, I was saying the student fucking ass fucking the master in the Arteta Moyes derby.
Yeah, basically. But
is there anything to learn from that? I mean, like, we're holding Saka, right? Like, you know, Rice hauls. I'm not really bringing in Rice. Gavin and Saliba are obviously incredible. And like, it's really dumb to not have at least Gab, but arguably both, right? I mean,
I think not having two Arsenal defenders is dumb.
Yeah, I think it probably is. They've been the best defense all year. Even though it's frustrating, obviously. Like,
no, they have games where they concede precisely one goal.
They get tons. He has fucking three double-digit hauls, and the other games are -1, -2, 1, 1. You know, it's fucking annoying. Right. But double-digit hauls carry the weight. That's all you need to be a fucking incredible pick. And he's always been a donger, continues to be a donger.
Yeah, and they look just, in terms of them defensively compared to the rest of the league, just easily the best. Easily the best defense. They don't
risk anything compared to they don't City sell and out. Liverpool.
Yeah, they don't push. They don't sell out. They're just really measured and controlled. So while they haven't put in, you know, 6 cleans in 8 yet... No. They easily could do that.
They could.
I mean, 100%. They could easily. They also
low key have a good run.
Yeah, they have a really nice blank. Run.
Yeah, get them.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think that's a thing to note if you're looking for defenders again. Yeah, if you have an Arsenal spot and you have Trent, I would very, very, very strongly recommend getting an Arsenal defender instead of VVD or Rabo.
Yeah, I just feel like very much leaning towards Trent to Gab and Palmer to Kev.
Yeah.
I mean, injuries would have to happen in the midweek for me to not do those moves. I mean, that's a hit that I'm very happy to take.
Yeah. And it just stabilizes so much.
Yeah.
So.
And it gives me 2 non-blankers, like it 4-2 blankers, like gives me Kevin a double. Like, it's just good for everything. I think that some combination of that will be really popular this week because, you know, Palmer, I mean, we could mention Palmer too with his fucking ridiculous haul today, but he's at Man City, blank, at Brentford, home Newcastle, at Arsenal. So it's just, and that Arsenal's probably a blank. So, you know, it's just bad. It's very bad.
But at City, Palmer Darb. With Raz Darb. I mean, we got a lot of incentivization here.
Does it stack?
I think it stacks. I mean, even Poch might be able to make them play as badly as, you know, he has been.
Jesus, when they have
that much incentivizing. They're so
bad today.
Yeah, they usually are. They didn't
really deserve points, and they got points today. And there's been so many games this season where I was like, they probably deserve points and didn't get any.
Yeah.
So it's like a little bit of balancing. But yeah, I mean, I'm very happy to hit Palmer out. I don't give a shit about his haul today.
Yeah, I'm like, I really don't know what to do with Palmer because there around his price bracket, there are some options, and also like if you could hold him through this little bad, you know, blank city, because you know, I think Brentford, Newcastle are good starts. Like at Arsenal, you might want to bench, but then you know, Burnley. Like I mean, other than the City, Arsenal, Liverpool games, like he's a good bet for points in any game.
Yes,
and but you let know, me he remind does you,
the
have
City, the Arsenal game's almost blank, definitely a blank.
Yeah, so it's like two blanks, City,
two blanks, and City in the next five.
So I mean, are you looking to hold him to play two games in the next? That's probably not a great move.
Yeah, but it was Phoenix's question. Later. So Palmer, if we can't upgrade him, should we just hold, or is there someone in that price bracket worth the move? It's like, no. I mean, there's no one really in that price bracket that's like nearly as good a pick as him off the top of my head.
Well, there's Neto, and yeah, Neto's still think
pretty good.
I still like Gibbs White. Like he's got pens.
Pretty good.
He plays. His issue is he has been playing pretty significantly deeper, so he's just not shooting much. But he's better, I think, than like Doug Luiz, who's sort of
he's a donger, well, dude.
I mean, maybe that's not correct.
Doug's good.
I mean, maybe Doug Luiz has been the blind spot because
Doug is
you know
good.
One thing. Yeah, I mean, one thing I have been
incredible fixtures also, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he's 5'5". I mean, one thing with Doug that I have been kind of watching a little bit since, you know, people were buying him, I think, I don't know, in like the Sheffield United game or something. When they had home Sheffield United in game week 18 and then home Burnley game week 20, that was when people were buying Doug, and he obviously returned in both.
Yeah.
One was an assist on a set piece and one was, I think, a pen against Burnley. But he is like joining a little bit, not like Rodri levels, because he definitely just plays six and doesn't do anything except like make a little foray in the edge of the third and then run back. But he's just having one of those seasons, kind of, you know, like where
it is. Rodri is a great comp. I mean, I only looked at like, you know, very like basic, the most basic numbers you could look at to just try and see, is he more attacking?
Yeah.
Most shots in his career.
Yeah.
Most touches in the final third in his career, most touches in the box in his career this year.
Yeah.
All of those per 90. You know, that's a directive, clearly. I think the only warning would be, I think Kamara's out for the season.
Yeah, I was just going to say
know
that.
If that
we
means,
don't know how that's going to trickle down.
Yeah, he might just be like their six, and then it's a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really have anyone else to do it.
Right
now, I mean, unless if... Yeah, it's hilarious. But I mean, they don't like they if they play Ramsey, TLs. I mean, McGinn's plays every game. So it's like you would imagine he's going to have to start playing more deep with Kamara gone. So that might neuter him slightly there. But
I mean, there are picks. No longer at the team.
I think they loaned him out or sold him to like
the fuck?
Italy or something. I do think he's gone. I remember seeing something about that during
he's
January.
Napoli. What the
Napoli,
fuck?
There you go. He's joining fucking Zambo, our boy.
Oh my God. I love
Legends
Zambo.
Legends of the Fall.
Oh my God.
But like for me though, because I'm looking at with my Trent transfer, you know, like Palmer's an obvious, what am I going to do with this spot? Also worried about Foden. I mean, I'm not going to do anything now, obviously, with the double, but, you know, the Everton game, he just doesn't do that much a lot of the time, you know? And I feel like the Everton game was more typical of all the games, and he had a couple of those moments in Brentham where he was getting inside more, and he obviously banged a hat trick, but, you know, I mean, he's...
It's so annoying,
he's
dude.
Not
this
a,
is another
FPL but he's not
event
like
that
a,
just kills me. Like, it just kills me.
But he's not like a brace player, you know,
and
there are plenty
of
them.
Because of that, and then he scores a hat trick. You know,
yeah,
like,
and then he goes back to just 90.
If you
watch
the Everton
game,
you're
anything.
Like, this guy's never a pick.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
the thing that I'll say about Foden is that, well, like, besides the fact that he's obviously, like, just an elite talent, we all know that, but also, I think we just don't know when Pep is going to do one thing or the other thing. And that's really hard, but you just start him. Because sometimes he's going to come central and basically be a second striker like he was in Brentham and just pick up every loose ball and just bang a hattie. And then sometimes he's just with and useless and never,
and sometimes
ever want
he
that
plays
guy on your team.
10 and he's getting all these chances created and he gets a couple assists. Yeah.
Yep. So you obviously hold. I was obviously rash and stupid to get rid of him, but like,
at the same time, what he did versus Everton is what I expected him to do. I just got fucking as my season on for like one way to just describe my whole season is just max punishment. Every time I get rid of someone or bench someone, they get their biggest haul of the season.
Yeah, your timing of transfers has been...
It's unbelievable.
Not great this year. You've been doing things either a week late or a week early.
Yep.
A lot. And that's, you gotta...
Just killed me. Killed me.
You gotta stop doing that. But,
and that, but yeah, Rob asked, like, is Foden the best 8 million mid or less for the next few weeks? And it's like, I struggle with it. You start him in
the
double.
He is for the next two.
Yeah,
but then two he's game not. Weeks. He's immediately not. Like, that's the thing, because, you know, to me, it's like the Spurs picks all of those midfielders.
100%.
All three of them over Foden, not close.
Well, Son is a lot more expensive, but the other two are not. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not close. And, you know, that's where I would be angling. It's just the matter of timing it with the fixtures is difficult. So.
Tough.
Yeah.
Do
we have any? Do you want to do any questions?
Yeah, let's just rally through these questions and call it maybe. Short.
Sure.
I want to get some sleep while I'm sick and whatever. Phoenix said, we answered this already about Arsenal defense. Grambler said, can you talk forwards? I feel held hostage by Ali and Dom. Tony seems the obvious, and Hoge has 6, 8, 10, 11, 0, didn't play 7 in his last 6. So Hoyland is just fucking flying right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He scores every game.
6, 8, 10, 11.
Every game.
7. Let's talk about Manchester United for a minute. This is Manchester United Football Club.
This is Manchester United.
I mean, dude, what is going on over there?
Yeah, are they back? Yeah, asked Ten about Hugs? Slabhead and Hoyland and, you know, Shaw kind of back, and then he comes off at half. Dalot just keeps, you know, ticking over. Onana is just good now. I mean,
Someone mentioned Onana, Beasley mentioned, like, is he just the best goalkeeper pick? And I read that. I was like, are you fucking high?
Yeah.
And then I looked at them and I looked at him and he's like, oh, he gets saves and they like kind of keep it clean saves, and they're healthy.
Gets bones. Yeah. And I'm looking at him
like, well, I guess he is fucking a good pick. It's like, what the hell?
It's like, this is why people started with him game week one. He was just so bad at the early part of the season. And now he's good. He's just good. I don't know. They're playing okay. Everyone's jizzing over
Manu. They still seem
Manu.
Like they have no control over
I
games.
Agree. I mean, that every time Villa attacked, they could have scored. And that was just a complete, like, they just have no midfield. I'm sorry to all the Manchester United fans who are obsessed with Manu. I mean, there's just no midfield. There's no ball stopping. Casemiro and Manu.
He's too slow. He's done. I think he might be just done.
Yeah, so they play this suicidal high line, high press, and they've been getting some chances, so, you know, that's good for, I think Rashford's just, like, back to normal-ish. I think Garnacho on the right's been a little bit of a revelation, like, not really for FPL, maybe, but he's playing really well. You know,
I mean, he still was good for a goal in that game to me, Garnacho.
He was.
Yeah.
My problem with Hoyland is still, like, going into the season, all the stats people were kind of like, yeah, but he only barely gets 2 shots a game.
Yeah, and that's just really bad. That.
And that's exactly what he does. It's just that he's scored. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just like pound shop Ollie Watkins.
He gets his chance and he scored 5 in his last 5. I think there was a cup game in there, but like, I don't love it. I still love it.
Yeah, he's just not a pick. Watching them play, they're not creating enough for him to be a pick. And like you're saying, 2 shots a game is, you know, about
very
what
bad.
I mean, watching them is, you know, he does good hold up. He's very tidy, very tidy player. But, you know, this team still generally doesn't feel like it has an identity. And they are getting fit, which is good for them, good for Manchester United Football Club. But I still don't know what the sum of their parts looks like. Are they going to be, you know, are they going to try and keep possession more? Are they going to, you know, keep doing the high line stuff? Are they going to create for this? Are they going to play defense? You know, it's still, I feel like it's like game week one almost, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, because they've just been not fit all year. And now they finally have, except for whoever Mason Mount is, and then the, you know, the short center back who's out again. I don't know. I just feel like I'm okay to continue to have none of their assets, and I'm not too fucked by it.
Yeah, but, I mean, listen, they have good fixtures, but there's better teams with equal to or as good fixtures. Yeah. I mean, they don't blank, so I guess that's a feather in their cap. But yeah. I just don't feel strongly enough about any of their picks. Listen, if like you own Rashford, you're so happy to start in the next six, and you're just flying. But like I have Garnacho, like he'll sometimes get in my team, but usually he'll be first on the bench. I don't feel that confident. You know, I'm not buying Hoyland over Tony or Ollie or Dom or Holland, obviously. And then yeah, I mean the defenders, but they're like the same price as the Arsenal defenders. I mean, Slab is cheap. Slab is maybe the one that is like if you need to make a ton of money. I still think Branthwaite is just better in every way. But, you know, they're the same price. They're both 4-2. Slab is like kind of back to where he was like 2-3 years ago. He just wins every header, every corner, every set piece. He just wins a header.
He's really good on bonus.
Yeah, really good on bonus for that reason too.
Pass completion's usually there for him.
Yeah, so he's fine. I think he's fine. But like, I'm not really prioritizing their picks, I don't think, right now.
You think Branth is better? Branthening is better than Slab? I don't think I'm with you on that.
Everton's just good. I think Everton are just better than Man United. That's my feeling.
God. I mean, that's a stretch, but the other thing too with them is just what the fuck's happened with Bruno? Like he has 3 goals this year.
Yeah,
what's he doing?
He's doing a lot IRL, but it's just like, yeah, he's not really getting shots at the top of the box. He's definitely not getting like big chances. They're not winning pens. He's just kind of like, did he? I don't remember
that. Yeah, he missed a pen this year.
But Chelsea. He's just like stringing things together.
And yeah, he's just a cog, right?
Yeah, he's like kind of just a cog. And I mean, this is maybe what they wanted Mount to do, and then Bruno would be further forward or something, but Mount doesn't really exist, so.
Yeah, I feel like it's this. That's just like a Ten Hag issue, that he's sacrificing Bruno to do donkey's work because he's, you know, he wants someone who's way worse than him to not be put in a position that's like not their natural position kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. But the front three looks pretty good and settled.
Yeah.
I mean, exciting. If you're a fan, it's exciting, right? They're young.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And that is something that is nice where there is consistency, you know, where it's not, I feel like for the last 4 years, the Manchester United attack, Manchester United Football Club attack has been a rotating stable of you have no idea who's playing generally anywhere.
Yep.
And that is really nice that there's some stability there that they can grow together. So, all right. So
good for them. Good for them.
Good for them. Good for them. I do think Slab. I'm higher on Slab than you, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Though, because, that's
fair. Yeah, games and then he wins every header. I mean,
he's always a menace on set pieces. I mean, he has a few assists already because he's good at, you know, heading them back into the mixer. But, you know, you just look at their fixture. They have Luton, Fulham, Everton, Sheffield, Brandon. Like, they accidentally can keep clean. Like, you know, they can. And he's 4-2.
They can, but they just usually don't.
Yeah, but that's everybody. Except for the elite teams, Arsenal. And he's 4-2.
Yeah.
You know, so when you put the... Yeah, I think, because it's really just the price, right? I mean, if you're other than ours... Anyway, all right. But the question was about forwards, right? So, we didn't talk about Dom. I mean, we've been kind of dancing around Dom, and kind of we were concerned last game, and they... The game, this one seemed like it was an odd one. I just watched extended highlights. I didn't watch this one in real life, but I mean, he could have had a triple return in this game.
Yeah, I mean, Fulham barely got shots or anything, and they just scored like 3 nice goals.
Yeah, and I mean, Dom missed that one in the first half. That was a huge chance that he just completely fucked.
Missed the target. Yep.
Yeah, he got the assist on the set piece, and
he had a couple other chances. I think he's still lively and good. I guess the concern is like, are they out of legs? Like, how good or bad is at Newcastle? I think it's good, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if they just got like blanked. And then he's home City in the blank. It's like, ah, fuck. You know, I don't know where I'm at on Bournemouth. They
They obviously started the season terribly, and then they went on an incredibly good run, and we were all about them, and Dom was incredible, and they were incredible, and now it's like, I mean, they haven't won a game in a long ass time.
Yeah, and they don't look like they should be winning games.
Yeah, they don't look great. But the run starting game week 27 is at Burnley, then a double of home Sheffield, home Luton, then at Wolves, home Everton, home Palace, at Luton. I mean, ridiculous. I can't not have them there, I think.
You're not going to be beating the field if you don't have Dom for that
run.
That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too good.
It's too good.
I mean, I'm definitely still, you know, I still watch that game, and it's just, you know, he's one little thing away from just like, oh, 12 pointer,
yep.
You know, like, yeah, Dom, like blah, 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 blah. And also he was a set piece away from just another blank, you know, and he is, even though he's the striker, like he just has games where he's just peripheral, you know, where he's just linking up and holding up and, you know, they're kind of meandering along and, yeah, he's just tricky in that way, you know. I mean, so he's 6'9". Where do you go from there? You know, I mean, like Darwin, Ollie,
Tony.
Well, you know how I feel about Tony. I feel like Tony's definitely,
he should be in a lot more teams.
Second best striker to Haaland right now in the game.
I think it's fair.
But with Dom, I feel like. No, I mean, for me, I just feel like I'm stuck. Like, I don't love him for the next couple games. And then I still don't love him, but the fixtures are what they are. And I might get, like, earlier in the season where we got N.Jackson, where we just saw them play four promoted teams immediately, three promoted immediately.
Yeah.
And he got 1 point every game. We're just like, well, that happens sometimes.
Yep.
And, you know, that could happen. And also it couldn't. I mean, they also have this remarkable propensity for never winning penalties, this team.
He
I don't know what they're up to.
Has the second most non-penalty goals in the league to Haaland.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that's good. That's useful.
It's good. And I also, with them, you know, we talked about earlier the Palmer replacements. They have punty mids that are
Tavernier
cheap.
Tavernier or something.
And, yeah, I mean, I like Tav. Yeah, Tav's, it's tough to kind of pick who's going to be starting every game. Yes. But he has...
Sinisterra, Cliver, kind of like switch off starting.
They sub a lot. I mean, it looked like Tav was relied upon a little bit heavier. You know, he missed the... He played half against NFO. He subbed off early in Fulham, but he's on set pieces. He's shown explosive potential in the past. I mean, 5-4, like, he's someone I think, you know, you look at, like, Burnley, Sheffield, Luton, those kind of games where just, like...
Yep.
They could score four in any or all of those games, even though they've been bad. It's a fixture play. You know, I mean, maybe it's going to be Sinisterra. Maybe, you know, maybe Clivert. But I don't hate getting one of them in that Palmer spot either, you know, depending on how you're timing it
out. Yeah, Tavernier takes like half their corners. Like, he's just probably going to run into some assists, maybe a goal, maybe a haul, one of the beats. And
I mean, they're a really good set piece team too.
Yeah,
they have like Sinisi. I mean, they're dangerous on set pieces. So
yeah,
I like Tav. You know, and they don't blank right. So
yeah.
Well, they kind of blank. They play City, but you know.
Yeah. All right. There are more questions, but I'm fucking not vibing. So I think I'll just bring them over to Thursday Patreon pod.
Okay.
And we'll just do them there.
All right.
That works for you. Champions League, how's your FUCL team looking?
God, I was making dinner tonight and I was like clicking while I was doing it. I just put in players who are playing. Well, I don't know if they're start playing, but they're not on ineligible teams. Like I had to remove my triple Galatasaray triumvirate. Like,
I thought they made it through.
They did not. I can promise you that. But
because Copenhagen made it through over them. Jesus.
Easy Copenhagen. But I have to look a little bit more. I'll probably do a little more tonight because I think I'm jammed tomorrow, so I'm not gonna be able to look tomorrow at all. So we'll see.
Yeah. There's some.
What about you? Are you gonna do the thing?
No, I'm not gonna do it. But I'll watch as many games as possible and
hopefully
advise you on tomorrow. Some gems. Yeah. All right, let me slap asses. 5 new signups, I assume, for the cup. Marcus Swan.
Did you win the cup?
I got fucking massacred. He had both Saliba and Gabrielle. But you won, right?
You tell me.
Yeah, you won. Blue Bottle, actually, before we move on, Blue Bottle said, no questions. Just take 5 minutes on the workings of the FML Cup. I'm asking for a friend.
Wait,
you
what?
Want to explain? He just doesn't know what the cup is or how it works, I guess. Do you want to explain?
No.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Don't we have that all, like, everywhere? Can't, yeah, isn't that
ask
publicly
anyone
traded
in Discord.
It's publicly traded information.
Yeah, it's just a tournament, basically, yeah, with group stages, yeah, just like any footy tournament. Let me slap asses. Marcus Swan, Simo, Rafi Kurrigan, Philippa Norris, and Tom Baxendale. Yes, baby, get in there. Ooh, that's it, brother. I made it through. Yeah. I might go to sleep and do this in the morning.
Yeah, or just don't edit and just put it up.
I know, but I like making it sound good, you know. I'm in my own prison of audio fidelity.
Everyone will find out one way or the other.
It'll come out eventually. Yeah. Anyone else want to see it?
Feel better. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Check us out at fmlfield.com. Follow us on Twitter, fmlfield, supportfeature.com/fmlfield. Subscribe, review, share.
Podcast Network.